Oakland.
Right. How do you, can you do that stuff?
I don't need it.
Like it. Look, Carol,
yeah.
You mentioned tomatoes. Do you have a variety? Does that get much bigger about that?
Yeah, we planted some last year. They're yellow, and they don't get much bigger than that, but I don't see any use for them.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of calling them?
No.
Cherry tomatoes, salad tomatoes, tomatoes, any of those?
No.
This is a vegetable. It's about that size. Most of them red, kind of hard. Tastes a little bit hot.
Pepper?
Pepper, or what I'm thinking of, is a little different. Some people say that you can make horse. Remember the olive? Radishes?
Radishes,
yeah.
Okay.
And what about different types of potatoes that you would have?
Sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes. That grow in the garden.
Sure.
Those on.
That'd be about it. Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody call sweet potatoes any other name?
No.
Yeah. Have heard that? Okay. You mentioned growing onions. Do you grow the type that's the onion part out is not too big, but it's got a long stalk? You know what that's called?
Mm-hmm. We've got some wild onions that grow like that.
Right. Ever heard people call them green onions or spring onions? What do you want?
Green onions.
Green onions. Okay. Say if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it'd probably dry up and do what? Dry up and
shrivel?
Sure. Okay. You mentioned lettuce. If you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you'd probably tell me to go get two.
Here's a lettuce.
And something else you mentioned was beans, I think. What kind of beans, different kinds of beans you could grow in front?
Butter beans, green beans,
seven boys and seven girls in his family, talking about the number. You say that man's got a whole of children.
Bond them.
Okay. You ever hear people around here use the word passing? You got a passing of kids?
Mm-hmm.
And heard that? You say that one?
A passing.
Okay. All right, you were talking about the outside covering of an ear of corn, you call that one.
Sure.
Right. And what would you call the part of it, the part that grows right up on top of the stalk? Kind of string stuff, you know?
The hair?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Have you ever heard of a tassel or parcel?
No.
Have you heard of it? Okay. And the stringy stuff that's right on the ear or something, that would be good.
Stringy stuff on the ear.
Yeah, that you have to brush off after you get the shucks off.
The hair?
Right, okay. What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
You mean after you boil it? Or?
How do I say it? You ever heard roasting ears?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
Roasting ears.
And this great big orange thing that people make junk around?
Pumpkin.
What about different types of melons that grow around here?
Watermelons. You mean something like cantaloupes?
Sure.
Those are the only two I can think of.
Have you ever heard of anything called a mushnell or mushroom?
Yeah, mushnell.
Is that kind of like a cantaloupe or?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
About the same
time? Yeah.
Okay. And these little things that might come up real wild in your yard, they look kind of like little umbrellas. Got big
mushrooms.
Can people eat those?
I don't know. I've never tried them.
Yeah. Say, if you were trying to tell somebody to eat, he would get real sick, maybe die if he ate those things, he might say, better not mess with those because they're
poison.
Sure. Have you ever heard anything talking about mushrooms, something like a mushroom? We call it a toadstool.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference there?
I don't know.
But you have heard it called,
mm-hmm.
Did you say that?
Toadstool.
Say, if a man had a real sore throat, somebody put a piece of steak down in front of him, he might say, well, I'd sure like to eat that, but I just can't
swallow it.
And what about these things that people smoke? Do you not smoke?
Cigarettes.